Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpeter Radio 101.3 KPCG, and we are online at kpcg.fm and have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. I'll start today with a quote from Lesson 24 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. It says, God has an exciting future beyond imagination in store for those who willingly follow His way of life, grow and overcome spiritually. So God is planning ahead to give an exciting future to everyone who follows Him. God is preparing specific eternal rewards. Continuing in Lesson 24, it says, not only will they inherit eternal life as the free gift of God and become eternal members of the God family, they will also be rewarded, not with the temporary rewards of men, but with rewards of eternal responsibility. Every Christian's reward will be exciting and fulfilling for all eternity. God is looking forward to this exciting future, and we need to be thinking about this exciting future as well and preparing for it and planning for it. Notice this scripture here in Matthew 16. We've got a few scriptures to look at today. If you have a Bible handy, please get it out so we can look at these together. And Matthew 16 and verse 27, it says, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels, talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And then it says, and then He shall reward every man according to his works. He shall reward every man according to his works. What we do in this life does matter. As we willingly follow God and His way of life, we qualify for the free gift of salvation. That's a free gift that God gives. We can't earn salvation. But we do have to qualify for it. We do have to be willing to follow Him and to be taught and to be correctable. But then God also promises to reward us according to our works. And we just read that in Matthew 16 and verse 27. God is totally fair in how He works with each person and how He will reward each person. Again, from Lesson 24 of the Correspondence Course. This is a really important point here. It says, and because every member, when born into God's family, will be completely yielded to God's government, everyone will be completely satisfied with the responsibilities and power God will give them. They'll be completely satisfied because they'll be completely yielded to God's government. What an incredible point that is. Are we satisfied today? Of course, God wants us to grow and develop and improve all of the time. But still, are we satisfied with God's decisions in our lives, what He gives to us, what He does in our lives, the way He works with us? Are we satisfied with the opportunities God presents? And again, we want to keep striving to do our best and working hard, of course, but then we have to be satisfied with God's decisions. He's fair. He's fair. We just read that He will reward every man according to his works. Jesus Christ will come back, and He will reward every man according to his works. There's complete fairness in that. And we have to understand that God is fair. He is just, and we can be satisfied with what He is preparing for us and giving to us, and of course, work as hard as we can to obey Him today. But we see that Lucifer, if you look at his history, he became dissatisfied with what God had given him. He didn't think he had enough. He needed more. And when he began to have that attitude, he rebelled against God's government. Notice Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14, and we'll look at verses 12 through 15, giving some strong correction here to Lucifer and exposing him for what happened. Verse 12 of Isaiah 14, it says, how are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? Verse 13, it gets into his problem here. It says, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Really, he's saying I'm going to be God. He wanted to overthrow God. And verse 15 says, yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. He wasn't going to be successful in his attempt to overthrow God, and he has not been successful in that. But you notice that he was dissatisfied here. He said, well, I'm going to go take these different positions. I'm going to go take these things that were not his to have. God gave him a lot, and yet it wasn't enough. He became dissatisfied. He wanted more. He wanted to be God. And so he tried to overthrow God. So we see the connection here. Lucifer became dissatisfied with what God gave him. He said God wasn't fair. And then he rebelled against God's government. He was in rebellion. And he said, well, it's not fair. He thought God wasn't fair. But God is totally fair. God is just. Notice Isaiah 9 and verse 7. Talking about God's government here, Isaiah 9 and verse 7, it says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Eternal of Hosts will perform this. So God's government rules with justice and judgment. God is just. He is fair. And when we submit to God's government in our lives and we accept what God is doing and how he's working with us, then we're satisfied. We're satisfied. When we submit to God's government, we can be satisfied with God's decisions in our lives. God is fair and just. Lucifer said, no, he's not. And he turned into Satan, the adversary. And he broadcasts that same thinking today, that God's unfair, that everyone is, you know, not getting the right end of the deal, so to speak. And we have to be on guard against that type of thinking. God has a lot of rewards he wants to give to all of us as we obey him. And we're going to be satisfied with what he provides for us because we'll be in submission to his government. You know, everyone will have a little bit of a different reward, but, you know, we'll be satisfied with that. Lucifer couldn't be satisfied. It was never enough for him. And then he said, well, God's not fair. And he was dissatisfied and, of course, rebelled against God's government. Notice Matthew 25. Let's just see how fair and just God is. Matthew 25 and verse 14. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another one, 1. So people got different talents here, and it says to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. So in this life, we don't all have the exact same ability or the exact same opportunities, but God knows how to work with us if we'll submit to him. Verse 16, it says, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and he made them other 5 talents. So in this life, this person made the most of what they were given. They doubled it. They worked hard. They wanted to grow and improve, but they were satisfied with what God was giving them and the opportunities, and they worked hard at it. And they did a great job, and they were submitted to God. Verse 17, and likewise, he that received 2, he also gained other 2. You know, he didn't sit there and say, well, I didn't get 5 to start with, so I'm not going to do anything. He said, well, I'm going to go out and make the best of this. And he gained another 2. So he did a great job. But verse 18, we see a problem here. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth, and he hid the Lord's money. He didn't do anything with it. In verse 19, after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and reckoned with them, wanted to see what they had done. Verse 20, and so he that received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, you delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. You know, he was satisfied with what God gave him and said, okay, I'm going to work with this and do the best I can with it. You know, he kept growing And he moved forward. He didn't look around at what other people had. He said, I'm going to focus on what I've got here to work with, and I'm going to do my best. And he did a great job. And verse 21, his Lord said unto him, well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. See, here this person gets their reward at Christ's return. They get their reward, and Christ says, you did a great job. You worked with what you had, and you followed my government, and now you're going to have a lot more. Enter you into the joy of your Lord. Verse 22, he also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered unto me 2 talents. That's what you gave me. And I went out and I worked with it. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. And his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. See, this person gets a reward as well because they worked hard. They put in effort. They didn't worry about the person that had 5 talents to start with. They said, well, I've got 2. That's what God's given me, and I'm going to work with them. I'm going to do my best. And they doubled them. And so they were made ruler over many things. Verse 24, then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you, that you are a hard man. And that, again, we have to understand, it doesn't mean that Christ is this way, but this is the way the person perceived him, had a bad attitude towards Christ. And it says, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the earth, and lo, there you have, that is yours. All right, this person didn't have the best attitude. They didn't do anything. They didn't work with what they were given. Very likely, they looked around at other people and said, well, that guy's got 5. Why should I even bother? You know, I only got this 1. I'll just sit on it and do nothing with it. Verse 26, his Lord answered and said unto him, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. And you ought therefore to put my money to the exchangers. And then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury. You should have at least done something. Instead of looking around and, you know, not being content and not being happy with what you were given, you should have worked with what I gave you. You should have made the most of your opportunity. But because they didn't, well, they lose out. Verse 28, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has 10 talents. For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has. And cast you, the unprofitable servant, into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This was an unprofitable servant. He didn't do anything. You know, what was his attitude like? Well, he didn't have a good attitude towards God. He didn't have a good attitude towards God's government. Undoubtedly, he wasn't satisfied with what he was given, and so he didn't do anything even with what he had. And in the end, he was completely unprofitable. Is that fair? Is it fair what God decided here? Well, of course it is. Because the person that didn't do anything, they didn't work hard, they didn't put effort in, well, they didn't do anything. They didn't produce anything. What responsibilities could be given to them? Because they hadn't done anything with what they were given. And no doubt they were dissatisfied. And they didn't think it was fair. And yet, this is completely fair. God is just. Again, lesson 24 of the correspondence course. We read this quote earlier, but it says, and because every member, when born into God's family, will be completely yielded to God's government, everyone will be completely satisfied with the responsibilities and power God will give them. We have to be yielded to God's government today. And that means, like the servant with the 5 talents or the servant with the 2 talents, we're not going to worry about what we were given or what we started with. We won't worry about that, and we won't compare ourselves to other people in that way. We'll just make the best of what we're given. You know, whatever the talent is, whatever the opportunity is that God gives us, we'll make the most of it. We'll make the best of it. And as we grow and as we develop, then we'll be rewarded according to those works. We need to be completely yielded to God's government. That means accepting what he's given to us and how he works with us, and doing our best with it. And when we do that, we're satisfied. We're satisfied We're not going to have an eternity in God's kingdom where we're dissatisfied or where we're looking at somebody else saying, well, I don't know why they got to do that and I have to do this over here. That won't be the attitude of anybody in God's family, and it shouldn't be our attitude today. We should look at what God's given to us, be thankful for it, and do the best we can with it, and be satisfied with the opportunities and make the most of them. When we are completely yielded to God's government, then we can be completely satisfied. And that's a great feeling, and that's a great environment to have growth in. And God will reward the growth that we do have. And then he'll come and give us a reward with responsibilities and power, knowing that we'll use it the right way and we'll be thankful for those opportunities. So remember to be completely yielded to God's government, and that leads to complete satisfaction. If you'd like to read more about this, you can read Lesson 24 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.